The Golden State Warriors evened up the NBA's Western Conference Finals last night with a win over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Warriors still need to win three games before getting to the championship series, but a lot of fans are already anxious to see a rematch from last year when the Warriors and Steph Curry beat the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Well, I guess we didn't really know what was going to happen last night after the Warriors lost their first game to the Thunder. But what did you make of last night and the comeback?
I guess you could say return to form. It was, I think, a shocking loss in game one. Not just that it's not – the Thunder is a good team, and they played the Warriors close in a couple games, even though the Warriors, you know, set the record for most wins in a regular season. But an analysis of game one, I think the most compelling analysis was something like this. Don't overthink it. The Warriors actually had their good players taking what for them is good shots, which are further away than they are for most humans on the planet. They just happened to miss their shots. Of course, after game one, you know, a lot of thought will go into, well, let's analyze why they didn't do so well. They seemed to play a similar game in game two, but their shots went in. And when their shots went in, we saw the decimation that many expected in game one.
And in the Eastern Conference Finals, we've got the Cavaliers facing off against the Toronto Raptors. Currently, the Cavs are up one game to nothing, but it's a best of seven series, just like the Western Conference. Is it likely, do you think, that we're going to see a championship rematch between LeBron and the Cavs and Steph Curry and Golden State?
Well, let's put aside the Steph Curry picture. I mean, the odds are saying that the Golden State's about an 80% chance. I was looking at what Las Vegas was saying the odds were for the Cavs to win. Now, the Cavs have not lost a game in the playoffs. They were good, but not maybe great, certainly not as good as Golden State in the regular season. Right now, if you wanted to bet on Cleveland to lose this series, or you wanted to make a money, let's say you wanted to make a dollar on Cleveland to win this series, you'd have to bet $96 to win $1 in Las Vegas. That is how confident Las Vegas is that Cleveland's going to win the series. I think that's a little bit insane. The Raptors are certainly a flawed team, and Cleveland looks a lot better, and they're making three-pointers, and, you know, Toronto's never even been in a conference finals. I don't think it's quite as high as 96, but yeah, the Cavs should win this series.
And I was talking to a big Cavs fan last night who said, you know, unlike last year when some of the other great players on the Cavaliers were not in shape to play during the championship, this year they are, so maybe they would have a better chance against
Golden State. And they won two games with basically only LeBron James as their superstar, right, who was healthy because Kyrie Irving wasn't. So yeah, if it gets to that, should be a great series.
Okay, let me just ask you one more question about the NBA draft. The Philadelphia 76ers won the first pick, and they've had a pick in the top three over the last 3 years, every year, and yet they're still terrible. Does the pick order matter?
Well, the pick order matters, but there's no guarantee that the number one player, if it's Ben Simmons of LSU, will be a transcendent player. They're accumulating picks. They say they have a strategy. Still, they fired their general manager, Sam Hinkie, for actually executing the strategy they all said they believed in, which was be terrible for as long as you can, and then one day you get all these great picks. And look, they're superstars.
Mike Pesca.
If I was a 76ers fan, I'd be disappointed.
I guess that means you're not. So Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.